10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to a Trending Topics Network presentation of Toons Game Time for Sunday, October 25th, 2015. My name is Brian, and on this week's show, a whole lot of stuff is going on in the video game industry, and most of it involves fixing things. That's right, my name is Brian, and welcome to Toons Game Time right here on the Trending Topics Network, which you can find at TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, where you can find all kinds of different podcasts involving movies, current events, wrestling, NFL, whatever it is that you're looking for. Go to TrendingTopicsNetwork.com and find the podcast for you. Before we get into the show, some contact information. You can find just about anything you need to know about this show and various other shows at TunesShow.com. So do visit TunesShow.com today, tomorrow, and yesterday. If you'd like to get a hold of the show, by all means, do that. You can find us on our email account, which is TunesShow at gmail.com. You can find us on Skype at TunesShow, TunesShow on Twitter. Actually, you can really get directly in contact with me at TunesBrian, but also on Facebook, where I post a whole bunch of different stuff generally throughout the week, which you can find at facebook.com/TunesShow if you get confused. Like I said, TunesShow.com. You can just go to that website, follow the Looney Bin tab at the top of the page, and get all of that contact information. And if you'd like to actually contribute something to the show via Twitter, use the hashtag TunesGT. That's TunesGT, as in game time. By all means, do that. If you would like to subscribe to this show or many of the other shows, by all means, go to your iTunes provider or podcast provider and search for Trending Topics Network, all one word. If you would just like to listen to Toons brands of shows, by all means, you can do that too. Just search for Toons Show in your iTunes search bar, or whatever it is that they want to call that. And you can get shows that are specifically Toons, whether it's Toons with Jack and Brian, Toons Chucks, or Toons Game Time, or something completely different, which I will actually reveal at the end of this episode. Once again, I welcome you to the show. I've not been playing much that this week, video game-wise, outside of some of the retro games that my son and I have been playing. Got him into Super Mario Brothers, which I was actually able to somehow lure my wife into playing video games, and it was through Super Mario Brothers that I was able to do that. As soon as she actually heard the music, she had that reminiscing thing just kind of trigger in her head, and she immediately jumped on with my son and started playing Super Mario Brothers with him, so that was a good time, as well as Super Spike V-Ball for the Nintendo Entertainment System. If you don't remember that game, you really missed out on a great... I mean, it's generally a simple game, as many Nintendo games actually were. But one of my favorite all-time games is Super Spike V-Ball, so I've been playing a lot of that with my son. He's been enjoying it as much, if not more, than I did when I was a kid, and that's saying a lot. However, that is what's been going on with me this week as it pertains to playing video games. But what you've done is you've come to this podcast either to hear my glorious voice, which I kind of doubt, or to get the latest in news from the video game industry. So we're going to get right into it. According to Polygon.com, the biggest piece of news coming out this week is something that completely messed my website up. So if each and every week you actually tune into TunesShow.com to get the latest video game trailers for the games that will be released in the next week, you will notice that this week it will be wrong. And that's because Batman Arkham Knight for the PC is going to be relaunching this week on Steam. October 28th, to be exact. According to Polygon, the announcement came on Saturday that WB Interactive Entertainment would be relaunching the game this week. Now, if you purchased Batman Arkham Knight for the Steam PC, or through Steam and for the PC, rather, you will notice, or will be interested in the fact that the game, which will release on the 28th, will include all the free content that's been released to this point. Also, if you bought the Season Pass, you will also get all the DLC that's been released to this point as well, including things like the Michael Keaton Batman car, Batgirl downloadable content, and all the other stuff that they've released for Batman Arkham Knight. I'm sure that if they could talk to you right now, they would say, we're sorry about that mix-up. However, if you've been looking forward to this game, you will be receiving that this week. I believe the 28th is Wednesday. So you just have a few more hours, really, to wait until you're able to play that on your favorite computer that's Windows-based, if you have Steam. Moving on! Sticking with the fixing things theme, from Polygon.com, there's a report out that Sega and its mobile division are fixing some things of their own. Sonic Runners, which is the franchise's endless runner for mobile devices, have a little bit of a typo issue, if you will, and really kind of hilarious, especially for those of us who are juvenile boys at heart. A Sonic game, Sonic Runners, calls one of its characters Boob. Yeah, well, you know, that's not that bad, really, Boob. Just name it Boob. Who cares? However, they have to think about the younger crowd. And so what they've done is they've gone into work to try to come up with a solution after the typo. The original character name was supposed to be Boo. But let's face it, Boob is more fun. And the bigger issue is that Sega just couldn't quietly correct the issue. No. Instead, what they did is they put out a notification, which called more attention to the use of Boob. And the notification read like this. Halloween Special Stage Correction. In the current Halloween Special Stage event, the character Boo has been incorrectly named Boob. We are currently working on a fix for this error and hope to have one implemented shortly. The Sonic Runners team apologizes for any inconvenience caused and hopes to see you again soon in the world of Sonic Runners. Yeah. I mean, it's Boob. Who cares, right? I mean, the majority of people who play Sonic Runners don't really care if a character is named Boob and maybe prefer Boob over Boo. Because Boo, quite frankly, is a lame name. But either way, Sega feels they need to fix it, and they're going to fix it. So let's just let them fix it, and always remember Boob. Let's just forget about fixing things for a moment, shall we? And think about creating things. According to GameSpot.com, there's actually a man out there who has built functional Assassin's Creed blades and a rope launcher tool, making him, as our friend Ryan Hamner has called him, the coolest man on Earth. Timed with the launch of Assassin's Creed Syndicate comes an awesome video on YouTube showing off a real-world Assassin's Creed hidden blade and rope shooter tool. The equipment, which completely works as it's supposed to, comes from YouTube's Colin Furze. You can watch this video, and if you watch this video, you should watch this video, by the way. If you watch this video, it is so fun. I must have it. It makes it really the must-have Christmas item. If the dude decides, as Ryan Hamner actually told me on Twitter, to mass-produce these, instant billionaire. The rope launcher is powered by CO2, and that's all the fun when you watch this video. You see the big puff of smoke coming off of his hand as the thing comes flying off of it. But either way, it basically works like it does in the Assassin's Creed games. Really just point, shoot, grab stuff. Once the grapple catches onto a surface, it has a harness system and actually retracts, which is pretty incredible. Now, mind you, because it's a video game, the video game version does work a hell of a lot faster. But just the fact that it works is pretty incredible. The blade itself, also retractable, just like in the game. Probably going to be a little dangerous. You wouldn't want to have it around kids, because God forbid. But if you are an adult male who finds himself having to cook dinner because your wife also works, I could think of nothing better that I would want. So yeah, that's going to go on my Christmas list, is either the retractable blade or more preferably the rope launcher, because I'm not sure that I would ever leave my couch. As an aside to that article, but still related, Assassin's Creed Syndicate does kind of provide something theme-worthy of this episode of Toons Game Time, in that the Syndicate game is actually receiving a lot of praise. GameSpot gave them a 9 out of 10 score. That game coming out on the 23rd, which was Friday, for the Xbox One, PS4, and PC edition. The PC edition, rather, will come out sometime in November. Let's just say Ubisoft is trying to learn from their mistakes, and that's only a good thing. So, we were able to tie some fixing things into this article as well. But we're going to move on to the next article. Did you know that the Halo series was almost dead? Well, it's true. And according to GamesRadar.com, Halo was almost over before 343 boss Bonnie Ross decided that she wanted to reinvigorate it. In a recent interview with Bloomberg.com, which is a pretty popular business-type website, if you've not gone there, the head of 343 Industries, the actual caretakers of the Halo franchise, admitted that Halo had a foreseen ending, which they were just going to kill the franchise, after apparently a lot of the people in-house had actually kind of just grown tired of doing it, I'm assuming. She said, and I quote, "People felt like, let's get another Halo or two out, and then it's the end of the franchise. The thing I asked for was, if I take it over, I want to be George Lucas. I want to own everything, and I want to do things differently." End quote. Now, basically, she wanted to be the head honcho, the head cheese, the person whose face was front and center, responsible for either the failure or the success of that franchise. Well, the good news for Halo fans is she succeeded on a large scale. Franchise director Frank O'Connor, in a How It's Done stream from Games Radar, told Bloomberg as well that he was surprised at how deeply immersed Roz was into the Halo franchise. Quote, "She had read all the novels, and she's played all the games." And you got somebody with complete knowledge of the franchise, who is a complete fan of the franchise, reinvigorating the franchise. It's a complete parallel to the George Lucas thing that she wanted to be. Except for kind of the opposite, where she wanted to be George Lucas, and really Star Wars needed to get rid of George Lucas. Either way, if you actually look at everything that's happened with Halo since she took over, it's been 6 years, you've got 4 console games, 2 mobile games, 4 movies, a television series that's being produced right now with Steven Spielberg, and of course the development of a Halo channel. That's a pretty big deal. She's really, really fixed that franchise. Fixed. Fixing things. Halo is fixed. Moving on! For our final story of this afternoon, you might have noticed in the news, as I tweeted it out earlier this week, during Microsoft's financial results conference. They actually announced that for the first quarter of 2016, the fiscal year, which is different than a calendar year if you're not familiar with business, the company saw a loss of $1.8 billion U.S. dollars over the results of the last quarter. The company had a reported revenue of $20.4 billion for quarter one of 2016 compared to $22.2 billion for the fourth quarter of 2015. All this according to IGN.com. The only Xbox mention in their quarterly review came with the announcement that Xbox Live's, quote, monthly active users grew 28% to 39 million subscribers. That's a huge number. That is a big number, but the Xbox 360 actually had the highest point for the Xbox Live service. However, if you actually look at that, it is a growth, and that's all you want if you're Xbox at this point and Microsoft. The Xbox division, as IGN points out, does remain a shining beacon for Microsoft. They've shown revenue growth of 27%, which is a good thing. Anytime you can have growth in the company, especially with the console market. No, they're not Sony's PlayStation 4, and they're not bringing in the kind of money that they do for Sony. But the more you grow, the more likely you are to continue growing. So as long as Microsoft stays on it, you don't have to, anything to worry about. Some people might have gotten from the article that, oh, see, it's just Microsoft losing money, so that's the Xbox actually losing ground in the console wars. Not so. To the contrary, actually, they've been making some pretty good ground. When you, as I've stated before on this show, when you start as far behind as Microsoft actually did with the Xbox One, behind Sony and the PlayStation 4, you've already made things very difficult on yourself. So at this point, weathering the storm is a huge deal for Xbox One. They're going to have a huge Christmas season. They're going to hopefully have a huge future as they continue to update and really put out some more games, some exclusive games, games like Rise of the Tomb Raider, games like ReCore, the Halo 5. All these games are going to contribute to actually improving the Xbox experience for a lot of users. Now, there is a reality that sets in that says that people, once they're locked into whatever console it is, will remain loyal to that console. That's not only with the current generation or any given generation, that's also, it has a residual effect. Now, with Microsoft actually gaining, you have to ask yourself, will that bode well for Microsoft in the future, or are they still a console that you might as well consider doomed? I personally was an Xbox person before I bought the PlayStation 4, for a number of reasons. First and foremost, the controller. A lot of the Elite controller, for instance, that will be coming out here in the very near future, only looks to kind of increase that. Now, that's not to say that PlayStation isn't more powerful, isn't more games-oriented. However, for those of you out there that might say, well, I'm a PlayStation person and that's that, you could be missing out on some great stuff. And one of the great things about being the person that's behind, as Nintendo is, it does force you to innovate or to perish. So, as long as Microsoft doesn't use the word innovative 19 times in the next E3 conference inside of a 10-minute period, be looking for good things to come out of Microsoft as a result of gaining ground, yet not quite gaining ground. At its live event in New York City at the beginning of October, Microsoft did show off some of its new products, which actually could have an impact as well, with Windows 10 actually being released over the past couple months, including the Surface Book laptop. So, you look at some of those things and a new line of Windows phones, those kind of things, knowing that they're right around the corner, will affect the revenue of a company in the negative way. Kind of a much like a tsunami, the tide will go low before a tsunami hits. So it'll be interesting to keep up on Microsoft and see what they're doing, not only with Xbox, as it relates to Xbox, but also the rest of the company, because the rest of the company will have an effect on what Microsoft does with Xbox and how they approach it. So if you have any thoughts on that, by all means, let me know. But the Xbox could be what's fixing Microsoft's revenue over the next couple of years. Who knows? Nobody knows. Only the future will tell. And that will actually do it for this afternoon's news. Next up, well, honestly, there's no game reviews for this week, unless you'd like me to talk about retro games, Super Spike B-Ball, Pro Sport Hockey for this Super Nintendo, which was terrible. I won't be doing game reviews this week. If you'd like to know what the game reviews, or the game releases, rather, for the week were, simply go to toonshow.com, where you can actually look up the video-based article, which I am doing each and every week, where you can watch the trailers for each of the games coming out, so you can make an educated decision on what games it are that you would like to buy. And I say are, what games are, because you want to buy them all. Or I have bad grammar, and I'm trying to cover up for it right now. However, there's a whole bunch of stuff that's coming out this week, and you'll want to check that out. Also, as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, the PC version of Batman Arkham Knight is missing since it was announced on Saturday and not Friday. A bit of a programming note at this time for you. If you follow me on Twitter, you will actually notice that here this Sunday morning, I actually did post a little bit of a teaser for this episode that includes an image. And that would be for Game Time's 10 More Minutes. Now, what is 10 More Minutes? 10 More Minutes will be a daily Monday through Friday podcast from me, from moi, your lovable Game Time host. Basically, it's going to feature 10 minutes of the day's biggest news. So just a short little podcast that I'm going to do on the daily over the next 2 weeks. I say that with emphasis, because at the end of that two-week period, I'm going to make a decision based on feedback, your feedback, whether you listen to it or talk to me or whatever, on whether or not Toons Game Time's 10 More Minutes actually continues on into the future. So by all means, give it a listen, and then let me know what you think. Basically, Game Time will remain mostly as it is, but because of this format, I think it'll allow for a little bit more topic-based commentary. It'll allow for a little more guest-driven content. As I have guest hosts on, I will, encourage them to bring topics to the table that they would really like to discuss. And also, it will allow for more listener-driven content and email contributions and tweets and various topics, questions, queries, whatever it is that you would like to add to Game Time. That will be your biggest opportunity that I can be able to provide for you. So whether you're going to use the hashtag ToonsGT to add to the conversation, whether you're going to email me at toonshow.com, or toonshow@gmail.com rather, whether you're going to add commentary to the sections through the various articles that I actually put out on toonshow.com, you will have plenty of opportunity to get a hold of me, send a question of the week if you'd like us to address a different topic, if there's a specific topic that you would like discussed, or if you have various comments on previous shows or various things that we put out through the week. By all means, you will be able to participate. So, two-week trial. How it's going to work, it's not going to be on TrendingTopicsNetwork.com or the Trending Topics feed. I don't want to overwhelm that network at this point with something like this. No, instead, it will be available, this trial period, exclusively on the Toons Game Time feed, the Toons feed. So, I will put links up on the TuneShow.com website where you can get the RSS feed, where you can get the link to the Tune Show iTunes feed, and as well as the Tune Show Podbean feed, where that audio file is actually hosted. So be on the lookout for that. It will be included in today's show notes at TuneShow.com. Let me know. Let me know what you think. That will start on Monday, October 26th, and run through, I believe, November 7th, if I'm not mistaken. I'm calling the calendar up now. November 6th, actually. So let me know what you think. Via Twitter, via email, via phone call, if you have my phone. Text me, yo. Or even via Skype, if you have Skype, just punch in Tune Show in the Skype search. You will see our ID there, and you can actually put in a call to Tune Show and leave a message, because I have it set up to record audio. So you'll have, like, I believe, 3 minutes in order to do that. And we'll gladly play them on the show, because your feedback is important and will determine whether 10 more minutes from game time will actually continue on after that 2-week period. Be sure to check out TuneShow.com. Be sure to check out TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. And until next time, my name is Brian. Thanks for listening.